Unit 16.
Short conversations. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 1. Excuse me, madam. Could I leave this here for a few hours, please?
Well, it's a bit unusual, isn't it? Why not go to the left luggage office over there?
What does the man ask the woman to do? 2. How are their talks going on? Have they reached any agreement?
They only seem to have agreed to set another date for further talks.
What can we infer from the conversation?
3. Suppose the company offered you a pay rise of 50%. Would you be so determined to leave and look for a job elsewhere?
Yes, I've set my mind on it. I'd like to find a job with full scope to show my ability.
Why has the man decided to leave the company?
4. I've just got back from the holiday you arranged for me, but I must tell you the hotel was really awful. It was miles from the sea. The food was awful, too. The bedroom was dirty.
Sorry about that, but it's not really our fault. The contract does say that the hotel accommodation is not our responsibility.
Where is this conversation probably taking place? 5. What kind of father am I? My only son almost died, and I didn't even know he was ill.
Don't blame yourself. You were too busy to pay attention to him. If his mother were still alive, things would have been much better.
Why does the man blame himself? 6. Susan, have you read the notice on the bulletin board? I've won the scholarship for the next semester.
I knew you would. You certainly deserve it.
What does the woman mean?
7. It's good to see you again. What are you doing these days? You're still working at the same place, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And I'm counting the days until retirement.
What can we learn about the man?
8. Bill was a great guy. He was drowned while rescuing a child from the icy water of the river yesterday.
Well, as far as I know, that was not the first dangerous situation he was in.
Which of the following best describes Bill? 9. I wonder whether it would be possible to change this double room to 2 single rooms.
Sorry, sir. All the single rooms are occupied. But, if you like, I can check with Imperial Hotel to see if they have any.
What's the woman going to do for the man?
10. Good morning. I'm here to see Mr. Addison.
Mr. Addison went to Washington last Monday for a conference and will be back on Thursday night. If you like, you may come again on Friday morning.
When will Mr. Addison return?
11. May I take this book out? I need it to work on my paper for Dr. Smith's history class.
I am afraid not. The book has been put on reserve by Dr. Smith. Unless you have his written permission, we won't let it out.
What should the man do to borrow the book?
12. What an accident! If you'd been more careful, things would not be as they are.
What do you mean? It was my fault? If it were, surely I would take all responsibility for it.
What does the man mean?
13. Isn't that a new brand of typewriter you are working at?
Oh, Bill, this isn't the first time you've asked me about it.
What does the woman imply?
14. It's nearly 10 o'clock. Let's listen to the weather forecast.
Here's the weather forecast. Fog is spreading from the east, and it'll affect all areas by midnight. It'll be heavy in some places.
What's the weather forecast?
15. I forgot all about the 2 o'clock meeting. Tom's going to kill me.
Oh, God, I can see why you're upset. It can really be annoying when something important slips your mind.
What's the woman's attitude toward the man's forgetfulness?
16. Do you know Jim works as a dishwasher at the restaurant around the corner?
It isn't a bad job to start with. I wouldn't mind that job for the summer, if no others are available.
What does the man mean?
17. John is certainly the funniest person in class. He can always make everyone laugh.
I think I still have to get used to his sense of humor.
What does the woman mean? 18. Where's Joan? She said she would be here at 3, and now it's 3:30. She must have missed the train.
I think so, but I hope she won't miss the next one, otherwise she'll be late for the opening address at the conference.
What's the woman worried about? 19. I'm sorry to tell you that you needn't come next week. You know, sales of our company have been poor recently.
I've always worked hard. Would you be kind enough to give me a month's time so that I can find a new job?
What has happened to the woman?
20. The strike at the ports has held up our export orders for 2 weeks. Do you think it will end soon?
So far as I know, the management side has made an improved pay offer, but the union is holding out for its original demands.
What does the man think of the strike?
Dialogue. Hi, what are you reading?
I'm reading a Chinese classic novel.
What title?
I'm reading Pilgrimage to the West.
Oh, that's a very popular novel in China. The Monkey King is the hero.
Yes, but I'm thinking of another thing while reading when the Monkey King could pull out a piece of fine hair from its body, and with a magic wind from its mouth, the hair could be changed into numerous imitations of Monkey Kings. I think this is the earliest creative idea of cloning.
Wonderful! In this way, clone sheep Dolly might be an infringement of an ancient Chinese creative idea.
Could we do anything about it?
I'm afraid not, because the Monkey King and the novel is only a legend, and our ancestors did not patent this idea. Anyway, cloning technology is really a wonder, but I'm still not quite clear how to clone.
I know a little of it. It's said in July 1996, a team of Scottish scientists produced the first live birth of a healthy sheep cloned from an adult mammal, and the embryo developed normally and was delivered safely. Named Dolly, this healthy sheep was introduced to the world with much fanfare in February 1997. The members of a clone are identical in their inherited characteristics, that is, in their genes, except for any differences caused by mutation. Identical twins, for example, who originate by the division of a single fertilized egg, are members of a clone.
Is Dolly similar to that adult mammal?
Of course. Dolly has most of the genetic characteristics of the adult sheep. But the young Dolly has no father.
Could we clone everything?
That's a problem. The creation of Dolly represents a unique advance for cloning technology, but it inevitably intensified the debate about subjecting humans to cloning. Rather than a prelude to however, many scientists herald the achievement as the forerunner of a revolution in animal breeding that will allow the highest quality farm animals to be produced and will provide a cost-effective method of producing medicines for human use.
If we research into human cloning, that will be terrible.
Yes, but cloning may also be used to create genetically created animals capable of providing major organs for surgical transplantation into human beings.
That's a good idea.
I hope we may clone more and more pandas in the future.
Story. One day, Mr. Robinson saw a lady in the street with 10 children. He was very surprised because all of the children were wearing the same clothes, white caps, dark blue coats, and gray trousers. "Are all those children yours?" he asked the mother. "Yes, they are," she answered. "Do you always dress them in the same clothes?" asked Mr. Robinson. "Yes," answered the mother. "When we had only 4 children, we dressed them in the same clothes because we did not want to lose any of them. It was easy to see our children when they were among other children because they were all wearing the same clothes. And now, when we have 10, we dress them like this because we do not want to take other children home too, by mistake. When there are other children among ours, it is easy to see them because their clothes are different."